This is the Texas Standard. I'm David Brown. Emotions can run quite high after a natural disaster. After the Christmas weekend twisters in North Texas, many have been asking what could have been done to better prepare themselves for such an event. Well, perhaps the answer is much more than previously thought. Tim Marshall is a forensic engineer and a meteorologist who works at Hogg Global Engineering. And he recently volunteered to work as part of the damage survey team for the Fort Worth office of the National Weather Service. As he's been exploring the damage in North Texas, Marshall's also been sounding an alarm bell over what he's discovered in the construction of homes and schools in the area. Tim, welcome to the Texas Standard.
Thank you.
I gather you were looking in particular at the impact on an elementary school, the Donald T. Shields Elementary School in the Red Oak District, rated tops there. What did you find when you were looking at the damage to that school?
So when I went to the school, I met with an official there who escorted me around, and we looked at types of damages to the school. And I was alarmed to find that walls had simply fallen out of the school and were just lying on the grass. And it appeared like there was not too much wrong with them, that you could just lift them back up and they'd be okay. Well, that is an alarm bell for me, because when I started taking a closer look, I found that the walls were not connected properly in terms of attachments to the foundation and connected to the walls and connected to the roof.
Let me understand something. It sounds like, just as you describe it, is as if, you know, you're literally building a house of cards, and these walls are just flopping over because they're not, what, anchored to the top and bottom correctly?
That's correct. The walls were just, like, stuck on, for lack of a better word, to the structure. The structure did fine and is not damaged, but the walls actually were just attached on the perimeter of this building, and it's what failed, is the walls.
I don't understand how this could happen, given how strict the codes are in Texas. I mean, we tornadoes are a part of life here, and so we just take it as a given that we have to have stronger structures. So what happened here? What went wrong?
Well, you know, we have a lot of structures in Texas, and it's not uncommon to find that there are some connection issues. We found them in houses, even in the same area. We found them in the school. There are other buildings that we found connection issues with. And, of course, the tornado is going to exploit any weakness.
Tim, the Dallas Morning News is reporting that the same construction company that built Shields Elementary also did hundreds of millions of dollars of construction work for the Dallas Independent School District back in 2014. What recommendations would you make at this point if you're talking about building a school that can last through a storm like what we saw on Christmas weekend?
Well, given what I saw at the Shields Elementary School, I am concerned about the other walls that did not fail there, and those need to be looked at as well. That's where I left it, and it's up to others to come in and do that work. I mean, again, I just was a volunteer for the Weather Service to come up with an EF rating.
Yeah, you're a volunteer for the Weather Service. You're also a Texan, and you have neighbors. Does this mean that perhaps the state or other officials need to go in and sort of start a broader inspection program to determine just how?
I would welcome anything like that. I would welcome that they go in and look at the other walls and look at these walls that did fail. I think there were like three walls that I saw that had just fell outward, and definitely take a look at it and see what kind of corrections can be done so that this doesn't pose a danger or a threat.
Tim Marshall is a forensic engineer and a meteorologist who works at Hogg Global Engineering. He's been working with the National Weather Service as a volunteer, surveying the damage in North Texas after the recent twisters. Thanks very much for speaking with us, Mr. Marshall.
You bet.